Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, rhythm, rhythm. The pit-pat's through my brain. So darn persistent.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Billy Rose was an impresario, a Broadway producer, and a song lyricist, or was he? He was as much a facilitator of songs as a writer. That's part of what made him unique in Tin Pan Alley and on Broadway, mainly in the 1920s and 30s.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Billy Rose was ambitious and driven. He learned shorthand as a young man because he thought it would help him get ahead. Eventually, he owned theaters and nightclubs and was no longer a tumbler, but an entrepreneur. But for 20 years, there were the songs. Their range of style reflected the range of style of the day. He always went where the money was. Al Jolson with Dave Dreyer and Rose's Back in Your Own Backyard, and Dick Hames with Dana Suie serving Kale and Rose's The Night Is Young and You're So Beautiful.
Come along, I'll let you hear him. I didn't think there was anyone alive that hadn't heard of Joe Lane. Right in here,
then. With feathers of blue, I'm waiting for you. Back in your own backyard. That's the way to play it, Lou. That's the way. You'll see your castle in space. Hello, Artie. Through your window pane. Back in your own backyard.
Good, huh?
Now you can fly to the east, fly to the west. Someday you'll come. Weary at heart, back where you started from. Now you're getting warm. You'll find your happiness lies right under your eyes. Back in your own backyard.
The night is young and you're so beautiful. Here among the shadows, beautiful lady, open your heart. The scene is set, the breezes sing of it. Can't you get into the swing of it, lady? When do we start? When the lady is kissable and the evening is cool, any dream is permissible in the heart of a fool. The moon is high and you're so glamorous. And if I seem over-amorous, lady, what can I do? The night is young and I'm in love with you. And the evening is cool. Any dream is permitted. nice a boat in the heart of a fool. The moon is high and you're so glamorous, and if I seem over amorous, lady, what can I do? The night is young and I'm in love with you.
Al Jolson, Back in Your Own Backyard, and Dick Hames, The Night is Young and You're So Beautiful. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Billy Rose was a hustler, one of those sharp-eyed immigrant kids so desperate to make their way in America. When he was writing songs long before he became rich, he did whatever was necessary to earn a buck from a song. His first hit, for which he truly did write the lyrics, was a comic novelty number based on a popular comic strip. Ernest Jones and Billy Hare sing Rose and Con Conrad's 1923 Barney Google with the Goo Goo Googly Eyes.
Most important man this country ever knew. I don't know what politician you have reference to.
Well, it isn't Mr. Bryan.
Then it must be Mr. Hughes.
Again, you're wrong, and to the song I'm going to introduce.
Oh,
Barney Google with his goo-goo-googly eyes.
Barney Google had a wife three times his size.
She sued Barney for divorce.
Now he's living with his horse.
Barney Google with his goo-goo-googly eyes. Barney Google with his goo-goo-googly eyes. Barney Google bet his horse would win the prize.
When the horses ran that day, Buffalo ran the other way.
Barney Google with his goo-goo-googly eyes.
Who's the greatest lover that this country ever knew? And who's the man that Valentino takes his hat off to?
No, it isn't Douglas Fairbanks that the ladies rave about.
When he arrives, who makes the wives chase all their husbands out?
Why, it's Barney Google with his goo-goo-googly eyes. Barney Google is a guy who never buys. Women take him out to dine,
then he cups the waiter's dime.
Barney Google with his goo-goo-googly eyes. Barney Google with his goo-goo-googly eyes.
Barney Google is the luckiest of guys.
If he fell into the mud,
why, he'd come up with a diamond stud.
Barney Google with his goo-goo-googly eyes.
Jones and Hare with Barney Google. The stories about Rose proliferate. He and Mort Dixon once had a lyric, but Rose disliked the melody. He invited composer Ray Henderson to come up with a new tune he called That Old Gang of Mine. As usual, Dixon wrote nearly all the words, but Rose convinced top stars to perform it in the Ziegfeld Follies and had the chutzpah to tell them to put a lamppost on the stage and lean against it as they sang. The song was a hit, but Ziegfeld told them to get rid of the lamppost. Dick Robertson's orchestra, That Old Gang of Mine.
Gee, but I'd give the world to see that old gang of mine. I can't forget that old quartet that sang Sweet Adeline. Goodbye forever, old fellows and gals. Goodbye forever, old sweethearts and pals. Gee, but I'd give the world to see that old gang of mine.
Dick Robertson's orchestra with That Old Gang of Mine. When composer Harry Warren ran into Rose one day, the lyricist persuaded him to work with him and Dixon. Warren said that he and Dixon did nearly all the writing. Rose plied them with coffee, threw out ideas nonstop, and pleaded and screamed until they finished a song. Then he dashed to a musical publisher and returned with a better financial deal than either of the other two had dreamed of. Among their songs together were I Found a $1 Million Baby and Would You Like to Take a Walk, Bing Crosby and Annette Hanshaw.
It was a lucky April shower. It was the most convenient door. I found a $1 million baby in a 5 and 10 cent store. The rain continued for an hour. I hung around for 3 or 4. Around a $1 million baby in a 5 and 10 cent store. She was selling china, and when she made those eyes, I kept buying china until the crowd got wise. Incidentally, if you should run into a shower, just step inside my cottage door and meet the $1 million baby from the 5 and 10 cent store. Love comes along like a popular song, anytime or anywhere at all. Rain or sunshine, spring or fall. Say you never know when it may say hello in a very unexpected place. For example, take my case. Ba-ba-dee-boo-dee-boo-dee-boo-dee-boo-dee-boo-dee-boo-dee-boo-dee-boo-dee-boo-dee-boo-dee-boo-dee-boo-dee-boo-dee-boo-dee-boo-dee-boo-dee-boo-dee-boo-dee-boo-dee-boo-dee-boo-dee-boo-dee-boo-dee-boo-dee-boo-dee-boo-dee-boo-dee-boo-dee-boo-dee-boo-dee-boo-dee-boo-dee-boo-dee-boo-dee-boo-dee-boo-dee-boo-dee-boo-dee-boo-dee-boo-dee-boo-dee-boo-dee-boo-dee-boo-dee-boo-dee-boo-dee-boo-dee-boo-dee-boo-dee-boo-dee-boo-dee-boo-dee-boo-dee-boo-dee-boo-dee-boo-dee-boo-dee-boo-dee-boo-dee-boo-dee-boo-dee-boo-dee-boo She was selling china, and when she made those eyes, I kept buying china until the crowd got wise. Incidentally, if you should run into a shower, step inside my cottage door and meet my $1 million baby from the 5 and 10 cent store.
I saw you strolling by a solitary, and my nosy, very, very. I'd like to bet a juicy huckleberry what you're after is a girl. We're both in luck, for introductions are not necessary. Would you like to take a walk? Do you think it's gonna rain? How about it, sarsaparilla? Gee, the moon is yellow. Something good'll come from that. Have you heard the latest song? It's a very pretty strain. Don't you feel a little thrilly? Gee, it's getting chilly. Something good'll come from that. When you're strolling through the wheezes, you need a hoozes to lean upon. But when you have no hoozes to hug, and what's this gosh darn? Would you like to take a walk? Do you think it's gonna rain? Ain't you tired of the talkies? I prefer the walkies. Something good'll come from that. Something's gonna happen soon. Ba-dum, bum, bum. Ba-dum, bum, bum. Ba-dum, bum, bum. Isn't this a pretty
Crosby, I Found a $1 million Baby, and Annette Hanshaw, Would You Like to Take a Walk? You have to ask why other songwriters were willing to work with Rose and then give him a third of the royalties, because he got them top dollar for their songs. There's also this. In 1930, Harry Warren and Ira Gershwin were working on a song. Ira explained to a friend that Rose made a suggestion about changing one line. That was it. But Ira said, I didn't feel like fighting. The song was Cheerful Little Earful, sung here by Seeger Ellis.
I'm growing tired of lovey-dove theme songs that 50 million pianos pound. And in an age where these radio scream songs, I only want one phrase around me. There's a cheerful little earful. Gosh, I miss it, something fearful. And this cheerful little earful, here's the well-known I love you. Stocks may go down, business slow down, but the milk and honey flow down with a cheerful little earful of the well-known I love you. In every play, it's a set phrase, what the public get phrase. Oh, but as a pet phrase, it'll do, do, do. Poo-poo-roo it, soft and do it. Make me happy, you can do it. With a cheerful little earful of the well-known I love you. Something fearful, and this cheerful little earful, here's the well-known I love you. Stocks may go down, business slow down, but the milk and honey flow down with a cheerful little earful of the well-known I love you. In every play, it's a set phrase, what the public get phrase, but as a pet phrase, it'll do, 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 poop, roo it, soft and chew it. Make me happy, you can do it. With a cheerful little earful of the well-known I love you.
Seeger Ellis with Warren Gershwin and Rose's Cheerful Little Earful. Everything about Billy Rose was staccato. He once told an interviewer, "Now get this, I had no particular desire to write music, but I saw no reason why I, with a little preparation and work, couldn't join the gold rush." Composer Joe Mayer said he was a good editor. He could bring things together. He knew how to throw away a line. Gertrude Lawrence and Jack Buchanan, A Cup of Coffee, A Sandwich, and You, and Don Neely's Royal Society Jazz Orchestra, Don't Bring Lulu.
In the movie plays of nowadays, a romance always must begin in June. Tales in magazines have all their scenes of love laid in a garden neath the moon. But I don't miss that kind of bliss. All I want is this. A cup of coffee, a sandwich, and you. A cozy corner, a table or two. A half an hour to cuddle and coo, with lots of hugging and kissing in view. I don't need music, lobster and wine, whenever your eyes gaze into mine. The things I long for are simple and few. Just a cup of coffee, a sandwich, and you.
If it is because you can't afford more sandwiches and coffee, we will share. But if it's to help you save can hoard more. I can plainly see how much you care. Now if I were you, flirting with me, my advance would be, I've got a thousand and nothing to do. I'd like to lend it or spend it on you. I know I'm reckless, but you are some girl. So choose that necklace, I'll buy every pearl.
Is requested, wrote little Johnny White. But with this invitation, there is a stipulation. When you attend this party, you'll all be treated right. But there's a wild and woolly woman you boys can't invite. Now you can bring Pearl, she's a darn nice girl, but don't bring Lulu. You can bring Tess with her no and yes, but don't bring Lulu. Lulu always wants to do what we boys don't want her to. When she struts her stuff around, London Bridge is falling down. You can bring cake or a porterhouse steak, but don't bring Lulu. Lulu gets blue, then she goes cuckoo like the clock upon the shelf. She's the kind of smarty who breaks up every party. Hullabaloo Lulu, don't bring Lulu, I'll bring her myself.
Gertrude Lawrence and Jack Buchanan with Joe Mayer, Al Dubin, and Roses, A Cup of Coffee, A Sandwich, and You, and Don Neely's Orchestra with Ray Henderson, Lou Brown, and Roses, Don't Bring Lulu. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. So far, I painted Rose as more hustler than songwriter, but he did write some lyrics on his own that became hits, even standards. First, he spent months studying songs to see how lyricists wrote hits. He started to hang out in a deli where songwriters gathered. One night, he asked composer Harry Ruby, "Has anybody ever thought of rhyming June with macaroon?" The songwriters loved it. A waiter handed him a pencil and said, "Mr. Rose, you're in business." That night, he wrote what he said was his first song. "Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight?"
Oh, me, oh, my, oh, you, I don't know what to do. Hallelujah, the question is peculiar. It's got me on the go. I give a lot of dough. If someone here would tell me, is it yes or is it no? Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? If you chew it in the morning, will it be too hard to bite? Can't you see I'm going crazy? Won't somebody put me right? Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? The nation rose as one and sent its favorite son to the White House, this mighty country's lighthouse. He saw the president, he said that I've been sent to solve the burning question that involves the continent. Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Would you use it on your collar when your bunk is not in sight? Put your hand beneath your seat and you will find it there all right. Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? If your teacher tells you not to chew it, swallow it but fight. Could you grab it with your tonsils and then swing it left and right? Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Here comes the blushing bride, the boob right at her side. To the altar, as steady as Gibraltar, the bridegroom has the ring. It's such a pretty thing. She puts it on her finger and the choir begins to sing. Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Always taste it on your napkin if you want to be polite. Could you get a job as typist if you couldn't do it right? Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Well, it makes a fellow shut up when he's dying to recite. Would you give it to your parent if he isn't cursing right? Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight?
Billy Jones and Ernest Hare with Ernest Breuer, Marty Bloom, and Roses, "Does the Spearmint Lose Its Flavor on the Bedpost Overnight?" Of all his songs, his favorite was "Me and My Shadow," but even here he bought a melody from someone for $15, wrote a crude lyric, and took it to Dave Dreyer because the composer knew Al Jolson. Dreyer wrote a melody and rewrote the lyric. Rose then changed a single word and wrote his name at the top of the page. It was ready to show to Jolson, who ironically cut himself in for the share of the royalties. Whispering Jack Smith, "Me and My Shadow."
Night are falling and I'm lonely, standing on the corner, oh so blue. Sweethearts having fun, pass me one by one. Guess I'll wind up like I always do, with only me and my shadow. Strolling down the avenue, me and my shadow, not a soul to tell our troubles to. And when it's 12 o'clock, we climb the stair, we never knock, for nobody's there, just me and my shadow, all alone and oh so blue. When the sun sets on the far horizon and the parlor lamps begin to glow, Jim and Jack and John put their slippers on. They're all set, but we're still on the go. So lonely, me and my shadow, strolling down the avenue. Me and my shadow, not a soul to tell our troubles to. And when I go out at night with my old pal, we never fight about any gal, just me and my shadow, all alone and oh so blue. And when it's 12 o'clock, we climb the stair, we never knock, for nobody's there, just me and my shadow, all alone and oh so blue.
Whispering Jack Smith, Me and My Shadow. Rose was never an especially polished guy. When composer Vincent Humans decided to produce his own shows, he hired lyricists Edward Aliskew and Rose. But Rose had little feel for Humans' music. For an especially warm melody, he wrote that love was like a slug in the nose. Humans was so angry he fired Rose and had Aliskew write the lyric. But Rose's name appeared on the sheet music. The title of the song, ironically, is Without a Song, sung here by Nelson Eddy.
Without a song, the day would never end. Without a song, the road would never bend. When things go wrong, a man ain't got a friend.
Nelson Eddy without a song. Rose began by working on novelty songs, but by the late 20s and 30s, as attitudes and styles changed, he moved on to ballads, sometimes writing as co-lyricist, sometimes writing the lyric on his own. All in all, he got better at it over the years. Helen Morgan sings More Than You Know, and the Andrew Sisters follow with I Wanna Be Loved.
Whether you are here or yonder, whether you are false or true, whether you remain or wander, I'm growing fonder of you. Even though your friends forsake you, even though you do,
conversation. I'm past the stage of merely turtle-doving.
Be careful,
I'm in no mood to resist, and I insist the world owes me a loving. I wanna be thrilled to desperation. I wanna be thrilled starting tonight with every kind of wonderful sensation. I wanna be loved. I feel like acting my age. I'm past the stage of merely turtle doving. I'm in no mood to resist, and I insist the world owes me a loving. I wanna be thrilled to desperation. I wanna be thrilled starting tonight with every kind of wonderful sensation. I wanna be loved.
Helen Morgan with Vincent Heumann's Edward Olesko and Rose's More Than You Know, and the Andrew Sisters with John Green, Edward Hyman, and Rose's I Wanna Be Loved. Notice how many different composers Rose worked with. He was out to land anyone who'd work with him. His persistence paid off. In 1928, he and Fred Fisher wrote I'd Rather Be Blue, and in 1930, he collaborated with Mabel Wayne on It Happened in Monterey. Fanny Bryce, and then Paul Whiteman's orchestra, vocal by Jack Fulton.
Here I am, there you'll be, miles and miles away from me. I can't see the good and goodbye. Still, best of friends have to part. Don't lose sleep and don't lose heart. You know me, so baby, don't cry. I'd rather be blue, thinking of you. I'd rather be blue over you than be happy with somebody. Sunday school. While you're
certain, I'm afraid that it was mine. It happened in Monterey without thinking twice. I left her and threw away the key to paradise. My indiscreet heart longs for the sweetheart that I left in old
Fanny Brice, I'd Rather Be Blue, and Paul Whiteman's orchestra, It Happened in Monterey. No matter how you slice it, some of the credit Billy Rose gets is phony. But he did make things happen, and we still know a lot of his songs. The ones he worked on often became standards. Here's one that's pure Billy Rose. Working as a Broadway producer, he hired Harold Arlen and E.Y. Harburg to provide songs. He especially liked one of the numbers they wrote and suggested they finish it together. As Harburg said, he was the producer and he was paying our salary. From 1932, Cliff Edwards, It's Only a Paper Moon.
I never feel a thing is real when I'm away from you, out of your embrace. This world's a temporary parking place, a bubble for a minute. You smile, the bubble has a rainbow in it. Say it's only a paper moon sailing over a cardboard sea, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Yes, it's only a canvas sky hanging over a muslin tree, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me.
Cliff Edwards, It's Only a Paper Moon. It's hard to know exactly how much or how little Billy Rose contributed to any of the songs he supposedly wrote. But wherever and however he set his hand, the hits kept coming. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit WXXI.org/rhythm.